Kim, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
How important was it for the ballet to tell the story of Mr. Van Dam and the history of the Charleston Ballet?
Well, the Charleston Ballet has a really, really unique history. And it's one of the oldest ballet companies in America. And I didn't really know how old it was. It's in the top 10 oldest ballet companies in the States. And we were just so fortunate to be having Deborah Novak. She's a dancer in the company, but she's kind of, I call her a Renaissance woman because she does all kinds of other things too. And filmmaking is one of them, and she does that so well. So I feel like all the stars were properly aligned for us to make this film and capture some of the older dancers that we had. We have some of the original members of the company still with us. So we thought that would be really important. And this documentary is filled with so much humanity that it seems like it is a documentary, but it seems like a story, and people get so absorbed in it.
I know when I was watching it to prepare for today, it really didn't feel like a documentary at all.
No, I know. And people, too, I had people say, well, I didn't know that much about ballet or I don't care that much about ballet, but the historical angles of everything and the footage and just the story of Mr. Van Dam's coming from Europe and everything and ending up in Charleston, West Virginia was really, really interesting to them.
I know you mentioned just now that Mr. Van Dam came from Europe. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that affected his work?
Sure, sure. Well, he was a star dancer in the Brussels Royal Opera House, and his career was interrupted by World War II when he became involved in the Belgian Army. And then later, he became part of the Belgian resistance movement during the Nazi occupation. And so there are a lot of stories that he used to tell about some of the things that they did in that. And after the war, he ended up coming to Charleston through connections with the Belgian glassblowing community in South Charleston and later created a ballet company here. And we've been here since 1956 in continuous operation. And in our history, we have two directors, only two directors in 62 years.
Can you tell me a little bit more of what it was like to work under Mr. Van Dam?
So Mr. Van Dam was a hard taskmaster. I started taking from him when I was a little girl and really was afraid every class. But I loved ballet, like so many that people will see in the film. He was not a difficult personality, but really kind of a perfectionist and had high expectations for himself and that kind of passed down to his students.
It's brought up in the documentary that he wanted to create the company and have his first show within a matter of 4 months, which is obviously very ambitious. How did he carry this ambition throughout his work?
I think he was very organized and disciplined as a person and also as the company. And so that passed on to us. And ballet is a very disciplined art form in itself. So it kind of draws and creates people that are like that. So I would say that he has passed that on to me too.
So what were some of his biggest troubles throughout his years?
Well, I think it's something that we still have to contend with today is lack of money, supporting the arts. Also, just like in West Virginia, it's a rural state, so it's not something that a lot of people have experience with. So when you don't have experience with art, it doesn't really cross your mind. But, you know, when it does enter your life, it really makes a huge difference, and you understand what an important part it plays in your education. And if we can instill that in our children and then also the parents, then it will filter down as a cycle. But you have to infiltrate that cycle first.
How is Mr. Van Dam still present in today's work?
I still occasionally reset some of his ballets because we have some films of them. And I think it's important for them to experience the kind of choreography he did. But he's there. I mean, a lot of the children now have seen the documentary. And there was his picture is on the wall in the studio. And they used to say, Miss Polly, who is that man? And I would tell them, you know, that was my teacher and stuff. But now they know. And some of the parents recently told me that because they've seen the documentary, the whole way they feel about their ballet is different now. They want to work harder. And I've told them, you know, you're part of a continuing history. It's an amazing thing. And I think it's because the film is here and everything is easy access for children to see.
So what makes the Charleston Ballet different from other companies around the country?
Well, it's kind of a semi-professional company. It's not structured where we just hire dancers and, you know, for a season, like many in a big city, that's what happens. But because we're in West Virginia, we end up having to train most of our dancers. So not only are they accomplished enough to perform with the Charleston Ballet and then all the visiting guest artists that we have and visiting companies, our performances now are integrated with professional companies too. But all these dancers have grown up and trained here. That says something about the school that he started too.
Now, what do you see for the future of the company?
Well, I hope we can keep growing and keep surviving, which is sometimes that is growing by surviving. Sometimes, you know, you get discouraged, but we're still here and we've had this longevity. And the board reminds me that sometimes when I get discouraged. Some companies have dissolved already by now. So I think that we find a lot of support in Charleston, even though it seems like there's less, you know, less people here in the state. But the people that are here are really realize what a jewel some of the art organizations that we have here are. So they continue to try to support them.
So with the documentary, what do you hope that viewers take away from it?
I hope they see what a rich history that we have and that they've been part of it, actually, because, you know, without the audience and the support, it doesn't matter how hard you work or how good you are. You can't survive if you don't have that community support. In our instance, it's support from the whole state because we're the state ballet company. So, and our audience comes from all over.